It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The Pride Festival's on this weekend and the Pride Parade. And our guest this week on the 251st edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast, Gay 90s. You know, I didn't even plan that. No, that's serendipity right there. Yeah, Gay 90s Sonic Session and a collection of highlights from the past week's shows. Heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029. You can follow me on Twitter at Elena Rue, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or follow me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You've probably heard by now Ann B. Davis, who played Alice on the Brady Bunch, passed away earlier this week, age 88. She reportedly fell in her bathroom, hit her head, and never regained consciousness. I'm not saying this to be funny, nor insensitive, but I kind of feel like the secret to living to be 100 is wearing a helmet every time you use the washroom after age 80. Lots of hard surfaces in there. And the glass house from Ferris Bueller's Day Off just sold for over $1 million. You know, the one Ferris's friend Cameron kicked the Ferrari off its jack stands on, sending it careening through the plate glass window? How weird would it be to live there? Any of these movie houses, really. Weird to think that after Home Alone, or Nightmare on Elm Street even, somebody just called Molly Maid, cleaned the place up, and the family just moved back in, as though nothing happened. In TV news, just how into Breaking Bad were we? Star Bryan Cranston's mere mention of the show broke the internet. The web traffic was such that servers just couldn't keep up. I have a funny feeling there could be a Breaking Bad movie in the works, perhaps a resurrection of the series, a sequel, a spin-off, something.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Movie news, Oliver Stone is planning to write and direct a film about NSA leaker Edward Snowden. The project will be based on the Snowden Files, the inside story of the world's most wanted man by journalist Luke Harding. And we recently raised our minimum wage in this province. Well, the city of Seattle announced this week it's boosting its minimum wage to $15 per hour, the highest in all of North America. It takes effect in April. Bad news for smaller employers, but that also may mean you can command a little higher caliber worker. Who knows? Maybe someday, when you ask for help at a big box store, the person may actually be able to help you instead of just telling you it's not their department. And wow, this is the weirdest story ever. A Brazilian man has undergone drastic cosmetic surgery. I know you heard the word Brazilian and got excited. No, it's not about that. This guy got 10 cosmetic surgical procedures to look Korean. 25-year-old man became fixated on Korean culture while studying abroad. Not studying abroad, I mean studying in Korea. Anyway, he got the work done, changed his name to, something Korean I'm not even comfortable attempting to pronounce, and he'll be moving to Korea as soon as he's well enough to fly. That's just straight up weird.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
If you happen to be in Thailand in the next little while, one thing you'll notice about its people, in addition to their welcoming attitudes towards tourists, smiley demeanor, it's that they're all massive fans of the Hunger Games. Or so you'll assume. The three-finger salute from the movie is being used as a symbol of resistance. Protesters against the military coup are flashing the sign as a sign of silent rebellion. And the world's oldest pair of pants were discovered in China. How did they know they were the world's oldest? Because your dad immediately cut them into jorts and wore them to mow the lawn. And beware, internet shoppers. There's a company online selling penis enlargers. Or so they claim. When you place your order, all that turns up is a magnifying glass. And researchers have created robot sperm to help doctors with a variety of medical procedures, including unclogging arteries and even drug administration. The robot sperm, which is 6 times bigger than human sperm, is steered through the use of a magnetic field. Oh, by the way, word to the wise, if somebody's offering to inject you with one outside the Greyhound station, you may want to have a look at their credentials.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
June the 9th, the 51st birthday of actor Johnny Depp. Fun fact, he footed the bill for writer Hunter S. Thompson's funeral. And I don't mean he paid for the casket. I mean, in complying with Thompson's wishes, he footed the bill to have the remains cremated and fired out of a cannon. Yes, really. And Matthew McConaughey might be interested in doing more True Detective. He admits that had HBO wanted him for 3 seasons right off the hop, he probably would have turned them down. Given the success of the show and his experience in filming it, he said he'd be open to doing another season. Your move, Woody Harrelson. By the way, putting the two biggest stoners in Hollywood on the same project, I'm kind of surprised it got done at all. True Detective, though, gotta say, it was the best thing I've seen on TV this year. And it's National Donut Day in the UK. A baker in Lancaster is celebrating the event by serving spam-filled donuts. Yeah, donuts with spam in them. Suddenly your dog eating another dog's feces in the park is the second grossest thing anyone's ever eaten.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a band playing tonight at the Pawn Shop. Their latest EP is called Coming Together. Okay, 90s, everyone. '90s right there.
Hey.
You know, when I was first grooving to that song in our music meeting, I just assumed it was a reference to the time period after the bisexual 80s. It's not. The gay 90s, nostalgic term referring to the decade of the 1890s, also known as the naughty 90s, Wikipedia. It refers to the decade of decadent art by Audrey Beardsley, witty plays of Oscar Wilde. Why call your band that?
I think we enjoy, like, the triple entendre of everything. There's so many layers that just happened, and it kind of, Malcolm actually mentioned it in a practice, and we were like, what the hell? It's like, this, really? That's a suggestion? And then by the end of the practice, we were like, it's our name! Like, this is incredible, so.
Well, it certainly is a triple entendre. I mean, when I first heard Letterman, it made me gay. Parker Bosley, you are in, not that kind of gay.
Parker Bosley, you were in three other bands. Well, three that I know of. Is there more? There's not more, right?
There's more. I work as a writer with some other bands, but it's Mounties, Fur Trade, and Gay 90s.
Only three bands. Three other bands.
You got to keep busy if you want to stay alive.
What made you decide, though, that it was time to start another band?
As far as Gay 90s went, I'd actually quit kind of everything that I'd done because I was working primarily as a bass player and I wanted to start writing songs and singing. And so it started with these two guys, Malcolm Holt and Daniel Knowlton, and we're just jamming in this weird barn with like black mold. It was really dark and pretty terrifying.
That's my favorite kind of mold, actually.
The black mold. And then Bruce Lettingham came along.
Where did you guys meet?
Well, I mean, we've been friends for years and years and years. And then now Bruce, Malcolm?
Yeah, Malcolm poached me from a recording session with another band. First day with that band, and he's like, you should come check us out.
Now, traditionally, record companies, they kind of took on a big chunk of the marketing role for bands. I feel like artists are getting better and better at marketing themselves, but also sort of compartmentalizing their creativity. Hot Heat doesn't sound like Mounties, doesn't sound like Gay 90s. Is it difficult for you to sort of aggregate that creativity, to sort of put something into a box before you know exactly what it is?
Yes. Once you find that box, then it's more about the people that you're working with. And so like with say Hot Hot Heat, it's like they found that sound, what they kind of want. And so then it's just about the energy that happens with those people in a room. It's the same for all of the projects that I play.
It's like each of these bands has their own sort of unique personality. Like if each of these bands to you were a TV show, what would they be?
Gay 90s would definitely be a sitcom. Fur Trade would be the Discovery Channel, probably. Mounties would be like, what's that CBC show with the guy who just builds log cabins? Alone in the Wilderness.
Now, when you start writing these great songs, you start another band. Me, I would be jealous that you're not writing these songs for my band, but Steve Bays produced this album.
Totally. When we first started, he was just like, he came to a rehearsal and he was like, can I record you guys? And we were like, yeah, of course you can. Can you do it for free? And he was like, yeah. So, and we're like, will you buy us beer? And he's like, okay, fine. Yeah. I mean, Steve's like our spirit animal. He's like, he's totally just like shepherded us and helped us out. So, yeah.
That is quote of the millennium. It really is.
I mean, if the Gay 90s had a totem pole, it would just be a bunch of Steves crouched on top of one another.
Now, the next song you guys are going to play for us is Call Letterman. The name Letterman doesn't appear in the song. How come?
We played it for the first time in rehearsal. I'd kind of brought it in, and we played it once, and Daniel got very excited, and he was like, that's going to get us on Letterman. And so we named it that just kind of as a joke, and then it never changed. And we also made a really funny Letterman spoof video, which is coming out in about 2 weeks on the 20th.
So the better question, have they contacted you yet?
No, but I'm hoping this video, I mean, I don't think he's going to be that stoked on the video. It's very tongue-in-cheek, but we'll see.
Well, Letterman's an older guy. You guys are very active on Twitter. I don't think he's going to tweet you. I think he'll probably send you a telegram.
Yeah, he's pretty analog. Yeah.
Yeah, so just sit there and wait
pigeon,
for the...
A pigeon will be tapping on the window.
Oh, just a seagull. Never mind. The next song you guys are going to do for us is Letterman?
Yeah.
Gay 90s.
It's like we
You heard him, Mr. Letterman. Get on it. Get on it. Gay 90s Sonic Session, you guys are playing tonight at the pawn shop. Who are you playing with?
The Wet Secrets. The lovely Wet Secrets.
Sonic Band of the Month. What can you tell us about those guys for those who aren't familiar?
They are an incredible rock band with an amazing bass player. And they all wear these insane from the moon glam rock marching band outfits. And it's quite the sight to see. Daniel?
Choreographed dance moves and 100-foot tall women.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, where can we buy your music?
Online, iTunes, or at our show. We have a website, Gay 90s. Is it The Gay 90s? Have we changed that yet?
TheGay90s.ca.
TheGay90s.ca.
So it's TheGay90s. It's specifically TheGay90s.
We're trying to get rid of the, but it's actually proven to be very difficult. It's this like monkey on our back. They just won't leave. It just wants to hang out.
So we are, it is Gay90s then. Okay. I want to make sure. I want to say it right on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, because otherwise everybody else will say it wrong. And yeah. The last song you're playing for us is a track called Good Times. Gay90s, everyone.
The kids all spend their money on things they don't want to do. On the front porch, uninvited, they just sit still and howl at the moon. Cause no one ever talks about what goes on outside of their world. And culture breeds contempt among them girls. And the on the good times spent wasted. But did you not hear you calling my name from across the room? You said that people only talk about the things they didn't do. But did you not tell you not to grow up so goddamn fast? And
Sonic 102.9.